Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is your girl, Yanni T, the priestess, never your mistress. At the time that you're listening to this podcast, I am coming home from a night out with friends at their place, chilling. Had a great time. I want to thank you all for your love and support of Black Trans and Beautiful, especially during this critical time of transition. And I'm not just meaning as far as gender, but transition concerning employment and finance-wise. I want to thank you all so much for just showing your love and support. What I need for you all to do to help this podcast to continue to grow and to help keep the lights on and to help this trans woman survive until times get better, which I decree they're already getting better, I need for you to support by sharing, by leaving us a review on wherever you listen to this podcast, be it Apple Podcast, Podbean, Stitcher, Google Play, YouTube, wherever you are listening to this podcast. And if you are on my WordPress website, I have some great things coming as well for that platform. Again, I want to thank you all for your love and support. It means so much that you support me. Also, I have bonus episodes at ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/YanniTaylor. Everything is in my show notes. And if you want to just be a help financially, you can cash out me $YanniT Music or PayPal me, paypal.me/YanniTaylor. Thank you all so much again. I did survive the holidays, for those that want to know. I did survive Thanksgiving. And as we go into the Yule time celebrations and various Christmas time celebrations, many of us that are Black, queer, trans are not able to be around our families, or we may not have a family, you know, that we can spend time with. And in this episode, I'm going to really discuss ways that we as a family unit, we as a group of people, and this is not just limited to Black, queer, and trans people, but this is for all trans and queer people, non-binary, gender fluid, whatever you identify as. This is for you. And also for my cis heterosexual listeners, this is for you as well, because we all need a listening ear sometime. We all need that special ear in our lives. So this is for you all as well. I'm not going to discriminate at all. This is for everybody on this particular episode. So, y'all, please also follow us on Twitter at BeTransBePodcast@gmail.com. And if you have something that you want to get off your chest, our fan mailbag is open. Email me at BeTransBePodcast@gmail.com. And if you have an event that you are putting on, let me know. I will be happy to broadcast it on this particular show. Okay? So, with that being said, live, love, and be free from the priestess. Let's get into it. Let's partay. So, I pray that your Thanksgiving was well. My Thanksgiving has been wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Because of me starting a new job, I wasn't able to visit my biological family, but I was able to visit my chosen family. And we did talk about some things, and we had a great time. I ate a little too much. And big shout out to the people that are in my chosen family. Love you all so much. And yeah, I ate a lot, but ain't no shame in my game. A girl loves to eat, so don't shame me for eating. But I must say this, y'all, if you know you can't handle your liquor, and this goes for me too, tone down on the drinking. Wait till you get home and, you know, you have your own music blasting. But anyway, that's a whole nother story for another day. So, what we are going to talk about, a lot of us that are Black, queer, trans, gender, non-binary, agender, gender fluid, bisexual, whatever we identify in this way, in this life. I'm not going to say way of life or lifestyle, but in this life, in our existence. Those that may be, of different, you know, ideas, androgynous, whatever. I want to encourage you all on some tips to survive the holidays. And big ups to the people who have reached out to me, who have actually responded to me via Twitter. And if you're following me on Twitter, don't be afraid to ask me questions. Don't be afraid to hit up the fan mail bag. I am open to listener letters. So, you know, that's one thing that I want to really institute on Black Trans and Beautiful. So, I asked a couple of days ago, what did you do to survive the holidays? What do you do to make it through the holiday season? And big up to the people that responded. One of them stated that they hung out with family and friends, and that they, you know, did something positive for the holiday season. And I like that. They gathered around with friends, and of course, like I said, your friends are your chosen family. And they chilled out, had a great time. And I had another listener that also stated that they actually took the time to do some writing, some listening to music, and all around just doing what they needed to do in their creativity to make sure that they were okay. And there's nothing wrong with that. Also, one of my listeners met up with beautiful Black trans friends. And I'm just so happy that people were able to really meet up with people that are similar to them, yet so different because we come from different walks of life. And to my other listener, I'm going to tag you all in this episode. I don't want to give out Twitter names just to protect people's identity, protect, you know, them. But one listener did state that they wrote, that they write, listen to music, try to find spaces that they can be comfortable in. And that is very crucial, especially this time of year, because sometimes dealing with family, it can leave us disenchanted. It can leave us, you know, in a tight spot because we have some members of our family that's due to religion or their own archaic, patriarchal, misogynistic beliefs. They feel that trans people, that queer people, that anybody other than cishead people should not exist, and that they will do any and everything to make you feel uncomfortable to try and get you, quote unquote, delivered. Or those of us that are dealing with mental illness, we're often told to pray and seek God. Yeah, that's all fine and dandy, but understand, I'm dealing with a mental illness, so sometimes I may act a certain way. Sometimes I may go off the rails a little bit. It's not because something is wrong. I'm dealing with something major, but I'm not going to get into that because I have my own views and things on that. But I will say this. Don't let anyone shame you for being who you are this holiday season. If you can't be around your family, or if you have been, God forbid, disowned by your family, because that do happen, that does happen, make sure that you have a support system. And my heart goes out to those that may not have a home of their own. That's why it's important that we band together as a community to show these people love, to show these people that we care, that they are loved. Because that's what the world needs now, is love. For me personally, and I will say this until I'm blue in the face, for me personally, I don't feel that there's enough love in the world. There's really not enough love out there. Everyone, like, wants you to be what they want you to be. And it's sad that in 2019, going into 2020, we have people that will disown their own child because that child didn't live up to the dream that they had for them. Or because, you know, I've seen in some family, because the child decided to go on their own career path and the parents didn't like it. And I'm like, baby, that's your child's life, not your life, you know. And people have to understand that it's the other person's life, not their life. And if people take things personally and look at how it reflects on them when it's not reflecting on you. but also for those of us that may be single during the holiday season. For me personally, I have been single on holiday seasons, and yes, spending time with my family is great, but it's always that relative that always asks, well, are you seeing anybody? No. Why not? It's okay to set boundaries with people and tell them, look, right now, I don't want to discuss my dating life. I don't want to discuss why I'm single. I don't want to discuss anything. I'm just here to have a good time. And if they can't understand that, then you are more than welcome to up and leave. In this holiday season, have a good time. Even if you want to spend it, you know, out on the docks or something, out fishing or, you know, going to a holiday gathering, something. Even if you want to spend it creating. Now, me personally, I wouldn't advise spending it alone, especially if that's a major issue for you. But if you want to spend it alone, that's totally up to you. But as long as you're doing something to keep your mind in a good headspace, you know, I often find that finding comfortable spaces, finding events, you know, for the holidays, for people that may not be around their family or that may not have family, is a good thing to do. And that's just my mindset right now. So, but that's all I have for you on this week of Black Trans and Beautiful. I know the last couple of episodes have been very short. This is my podcast. I do what the hell I want on it. And if people don't like it, tough nookies. But big shout out to Bruce Jackson. Y'all go follow him on Instagram at Bruce Took It. That will be in my show notes. He's a great photographer and a great friend of mine. Love him to life. He is a great photographer. Y'all check him out. Some of the pictures and videos that you've seen, he's done that work. And y'all go support him. I believe in supporting my fellow entrepreneurs out there. So y'all live, love, and be free. Happy holidays. I love y'all so much. Smooches. Stay true to you.